And, says commentator Vanessa Gamble, the effects of the study and the outrage it provoked are still felt today.
I was there when President Clinton said the words, "I am sorry." Tears streamed down the faces of many black people in the audience. The pain inflicted by the syphilis study was not limited to the citizens in and around Tuskegee. For many African Americans, the fact the Tuskegee study occurred at all proves their lives are not valued in America. In the 30 years since the newspaper story broke, the syphilis study has become a powerful metaphor, symbolizing racism in medicine, misconduct in human research, the arrogance of physicians, and government abuse of black people. Efforts to improve the health status of African Americans have frequently come up against the legacy of the Tuskegee syphilis study. Many African Americans point to the syphilis study as a reason why they won't participate in clinical trials, donate organs, and more recently in the case of postal workers at the Brentwood Post Office in Washington, D.C., are wary of being vaccinated against anthrax. There was a time that the word Tuskegee did not immediately bring to mind the syphilis study, but rather evoked images of Booker T. Washington, the educator and founder of Tuskegee Institute, of George Washington Carver, the scientist, or of the Tuskegee Airmen, the World War II aviation heroes. We cannot forget the inhumanity of the syphilis study, but we cannot let it be the only lens through which we examine the history of African Americans in medicine. Even in the face of oppression, African Americans have developed strategies and institutions to provide care, improve health, advance black healthcare professionals, and to battle racism in medicine. You need look no further than Tuskegee Institute itself. In 1891, the school established a hospital. In 1918, it started a clinical society for black physicians. And in 1922, it began the first postgraduate course for black nurses. All these institutions were necessities in a segregated medical world. At the presidential apology, I spent time with Mr. Herman Shaw, one of the then 8 survivors of the study. "You know this was racist," he told me. "They only used colored people." "You won't get any argument from me," I replied. But our conversation went beyond the syphilis study. We talked about his family, his schooling, but most of all, we talked about his love of farming. I told Mr. Shaw that I had a picture of him on his tractor. "You know that tractor is 56 years old and it is still running," he said. My conversation with Mr. Shaw reminded me that the men in the study should not be remembered solely as victims, but as human beings with families, interests, and lives. I made a promise to Mr. Shaw. As long as I live, I will make sure that people won't forget you or what happened to you and the other men. I am keeping my promise to Mr. Shaw. He died December 3, 1999, at the age of 97.
Dr. Vanessa Gamble is a medical historian who chaired the Presidential Committee on the Legacy of Tuskegee. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.